role so far, and has he surprised you at all?
Well, I wouldn't say surprise. I think Garrett's a young player who's gotten better, you know, every week. And I think that's something we've said all along with all the rookies, really. The more you play in this game, the more you play in the system, the more you play next to the same guys, the better you're going to get. And the great thing here is who he was going against all offseason, you know, since the day we drafted him and through training camp, going against some of the best players in this league every day. So it's great for him, and I'm pleased with the way he's developed.
Are there certain aspects this year?
Well, I think just getting better every week. It's not just one phase of it. You know, we go against some great pass rushers, so he's kind of learning how to play against each guy. And I think once he kind of builds that notebook and watches enough film and plays against guys a certain number of times in our division especially, but you see new guys every week, you know, out of the division, things like that. So he's just still learning, but he's really doing a good job for us.
Mike, what's the challenge for consistency in the red zone? So good out of the gate through the first two games, yeah. A little bit more challenging there in the last two. Can you give us a sense for the challenge of finding that consistency?
Well, I think we've made a few too many. We've kind of hurt ourselves. You know, there's a play in Buffalo where there's a protection breakdown where we got a chance to throw DT a touchdown. There's a third down here that we might not have converted for one reason or another. We've had a couple critical, two penalties down there, and, you know, you're third and manageable, and all of a sudden you become third and long. There's another one, I believe, that we're Trevor scrambled, and then so we get in the red zone, so that counts as a trip to the red area. So there's a number of different reasons. We all know when you look at that, hey, we score touchdowns, these games won't be close. And that's something that you look at the past 2 weeks that we've played games, and the number of points we've scored, but we've settled for field goals, which we don't want to do. So it's different every week, every series down there. But we just got to, you know, just eliminate the little mistakes. Watch out there, careful.
Could you see a noticeable difference in how the team practiced by moving up the red zone more earlier?
Well, I think we've done a great job practicing all year long, the tempo and the way our guys work. And we all understand as an offense, you know, like we just talked about what we need to do to clean those things up. And that was the great thing with the bye week, kind of look at those things and evaluate them. But we talk about that stuff every week. So we just got to eliminate the pre-snap penalties, and I can help them with certain things, and we'll do better.
For you, what's the balance between trying to get DT and Sanders more involved but not forcing them the ball?
Well, we're trying to score points any way we can. And there's only one football out there, and we've got two of the best receivers in the league. Everybody knows that. But I think we've efficiently moved the ball up and down the field the first 4 weeks of the season of having good balance in what we're trying to do. We're very we've done a great job running the football to this point in time. And I'll say that we've missed too many opportunities to get those guys the ball. For one reason or another, like we talked about the one breakdown in a protection where we have a chance to throw it to DT. They've made some mistakes too. They'll tell you that. They can do some things different, and it's all of us in this together. But, you know, it's when you have the roster we have, you know, you're trying to get everybody the ball. So the great thing about those two guys, they just want to win, number one. And so everything in the passing game, everybody knows, goes through those two guys.
You've seen that and the way they fought him with their blocking in the run game too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if they were just saying, give me the ball, give me the ball, you wouldn't probably see the effort on the backside the way you guys run the ball.
Well, I've played with DT before. We ran the ball 50-plus times in Kansas City, and they didn't complain when we won the game. So they want to win. But they, you know what? They also want the football.
Right.
So, I mean, they're all self – they all want the ball every play. That's what all this – that's all the great ones do, and, you know, I should give them the ball every play. But we also have to do some other things in game plan, and team's going to take certain things away. But I love the way those two work.
You've seen that in the NFL this year when guys still settle on one target. It hasn't played out well. You know, when a guy gets, like, 15, 19 targets, it usually ends up with picks and forced. I mean, that's the balance of strike, right? You're not going to force it.
The great thing is we've got two of them.
Right.
We got two of the best players in the NFL, so it's a lot of fun to work with. So they'll make plenty of plays throughout the year.
Looks like Jake Butt's going to practice next week. What have you seen from him in terms of not only off to the side, but also like in the classroom in terms of learning the offense that he's shown?
You wish every rookie had his mindset. And everybody's different. But he's different. The way he works, the way he prepares. You know, I can't wait for him to get out here. And we understood. We drafted him. It was going to take some time for him to get out here. But, you know, he lives here. You know, he's here all the time watching film, doing extra things with Jeep, you know, up in the meeting rooms and asking questions all the time. You could see him in the meetings taking notes. And you see the way he's worked with our medical staff. You know, he's here all the time. So you just love the way he works. And he's a great example for young players, you know, in the future to say, hey, this is a great example to watch a young player on how to work.
What role do you expect from him this year?
Only time will tell. You know, we're fortunate to have him. We've got a talented group of players in the skilled spot on offense right now. So, you know, we'll find a role for him once he gets out there and gets cleared to play. So we're looking forward to getting him back on the field and get him into practice first and start going through some things. And then that's going to be the next phase will be, okay, on paper it's easy to say, you know, all the recalls, the plays and all that stuff, what you're supposed to do. But all of a sudden the picture starts changing in a hurry, or you got Von Miller over you. Now what do I got to do? And there's certain things, or there's going to be audibles at the line of scrimmage, and the game's going to be a lot faster for him, and he hasn't taken a snap with us yet. So we'll find a role for him when he's healthy, he's ready to go.
When Brock Osweiler was signed, Elway said he needed some football TLC. Behind the scenes here in week six, what are your impressions of Brock in his second time around here?
Well, very similar. We just talked about Jake. You know, when we drafted Brock, he was very fortunate to be behind Peyton and kind of see how to work and how to do certain things. And it was just one of those – he was a true pro from the first day he walked in here too, but you had to be with 18. You know, his shirt was going to be tucked in every day, and there was going to be a certain way you're going to practice, take notes, and you're going to meet at certain times. But that's to be successful in this league, that's what you have to do at that position because there's so much on your plate. But it was great to get him back, and he's great for the room too. I think all those guys – you know, give Paxton credit too for the way he's handled the situation. But we're all in this thing together. And we said that way back when in the offseason we all got here for the first time in May. They said this was going to be an open competition, the quarterback position. And then Brock kind of just fit in when he got here. And, you know, we know a lot about each other from the time we spent before. So it's been a very smooth transition.
Has it helped Paxton to be around Brock and Trevor, both guys who learned from Peyton and learned those habits?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you know, Paxton's done a great job, you know, in his role. You know, unfortunately, he got injured. That's, you can't do anything about that. That's part of the game. But, you know, he's, you know, taking a step back a little bit and, you know, watch things, you know, from behind the scenes and really, you know, in the meetings. He's asked, you know, Billy does a great job with all those guys, keeps them all involved in the meetings. And, you know, we're quizzing those guys all the time throughout the meeting. It's not just Trevor, but we keep everyone involved, Chad included. And we do the same thing out here. So it's a good group to work with. And I think they enjoy working with each other.
Coach, can you believe you actually won a game where there were only two completions in a game? You mentioned that before.
Hey, there's a formula how to win, right? If they can't stop it, why, you know? I never forget. I think we had run it 23 straight times in a row, and John Fox made the comment about, hey, you might want to throw it. I said, I'm thinking, well, they can't stop us. Let's go 33 snaps in a row. But, no, we threw it shortly thereafter. But
didn't DT, you know, catch the other completion? I mean, Decker got the TD, but wasn't it?
I believe so. It was an interesting day, but it was, hey, we won. We won. That's all that matters, right? Nobody cares. You guys just want us to win, right? So our fans want us to win. Just do whatever it takes to win. We did. Hey, if it was an incompletion, right? We did. We could have ran it again, right? None of those great plays we designed.
All right.
Have a great day.